We now begin the third parak of Maseches Orla, and this parak will discuss more about tarovas, mixtures, and bittul, and we will start off talking about Orla as well, mixtures including Orla. You'll recall that we said that the pasuk that refers to the restriction on Orla says es pirio, its fruit, and that word es is an extra word, which came to also include not just the fruit itself, but the shomer lepri, the things that protect the fruit, such as the rind or peel, which means that the rinds or peels of fruits that grow on tree in the first 3 years are asur bahana. One can't get benefit from those rinds or peels. Now, you might use those rinds or peels, for example, as a fuel source for burning in an oven, or as a dye source for staining and coloring clothing, which is the case here in our Mishnah. So the thrust of our Mishnah will be that if one used orla rinds or peels to dye his clothing, the clothing becomes asur bahana. And then we'll discuss the issue of if there's a possibility of bittul. Now, the main topic of the whole parak revolves around this issue, which is that there are certain things that are too significant to be batel, to be annulled in a mixture. For example, a beria, a whole creature, as you see in other mesechtas, is never batel, even in 1,000 or 1,000,000, it doesn't matter. You can't just say the identity of a cow disappears. The cow is unique and stands alone. There are other categories of dvarim she'ena mitzbatlin, of things that just are too chashuv, too significant, to be batel, to be annulled in a mixture. One of those things is davar shebeminyan, things that are sold by the unit, one at a time, meaning they're not sold by weight or by volume. They're sold one by one. So everyone's going to agree that there is such a principle as davar shebeminyan, things that are counted and sold by the unit individually, are too significant to be batel. But as we'll see in the seventh mishnah of our perek, there's a list of six or seven items. According to the Chachamim, it's specifically that list of six or seven, and other things are batel, even if they are sold individually by the unit. Whereas Rabbi Meir holds, no, anything which is sold by the individual unit is never going to be batel in a mixture. So our Mishnah will talk about a shirt, a garment, that's been dyed with orla rinds and peels. It'll be asur bahana to wear that shirt. The question is, what happens if that shirt gets mixed up with other shirts? And according to the Chacham, they will say, listen, shirts are indeed sold by the unit. You buy one shirt, you don't buy shirts by the pound. But since shirts do not appear on the list of six or seven there in Mishnah Zayin, so shirts are not on the list of things of Dvarim Shebeminyan, things that are sold by the unit, which are never batel. And therefore the Chacham will say such a shirt could be batel if it's mixed with other shirts. Whereas Rabbi Meir holds, no, shirts are sold by the individual units, and therefore they can never become batel, period. As far as how many shirts you need to be mixed up with the other shirts for bittul to occur, so that will be, since we're talking about orla over here, the number will be, you need 200 non-restricted, non-orla shirts to be mixed up with the one orla shirt for the whole mixture to become permitted. That's just the Mishnah. Let's see it inside here. Beged, one has a garment, shetzava'o beklipe orla, that was stained, dyed with the rinds of orla fruits, yidalek, the halach is that shirt must be burned. It's otherwise one gets benefit from orla, which is forbidden from the Torah. Just a side point, it's not perfectly so simple that the way something looks is considered to be a hana that the Torah would forbid. And while most Rishonim do learn how I described it, that it indeed is a benefit, Tosfos in a number of places says just looking at something or the way something looks isn't the kind of hana the Torah forbids in general. And therefore Tosfos understands that there's an extra, based on the Zogia, there's an extra word that's coming to add the unique case of Orla, which is even visual benefit is considered to be a benefit which is restricted. Either way, the halacha is, according to everybody, once you've dyed the shirt, it must be destroyed. Now, the truth is that if one could scour the shirt and get the stain of color out, so then one is no longer benefiting from the orla, and therefore that would be permitted. So it says you have to burn it. It's not strictly true, meaning if you could like bleach the shirt or launder the shirt and get the stain out, so then that would be sufficient, and one would stop being benefit from the orla stain, and therefore the shirt would be permitted. one explanation why the Mishnah doesn't explain that, it just says simply burn it, is because certain kinds, when you color garments, so there's some things are stains and some things are dyes. If it's a stain, it can come out with enough laundering, whatever it is. If it's a, and it's not really color fast. If it's a dye, so that means there's like a chemical bond typically between the dyeing agent and the fabric, and it will never come out. So that's why, for example, Tchelis, the blue dye, is color fast on the with the wool, and it doesn't come out because it's a dye, it's a permanent thing, and that's also Kale Ilan, indigo, which is molecularly identical with the Tchelis dye molecule, could be used as a dye, and the Gemara Menachos says you can't tell the difference between between Tchelis, the snail dye, and Kale Ilan, which is the indigo or woad plant-based dye. And that being the case, since certain dyes are indeed color fast, you would have no option to launder them out, and therefore you'd have to burn it. But there, in truth, is if you'd use, for argument's sake, some a walnut shell, which is the case, one of the examples given here in the Bar Tanura, as the stain to color the shirt, if you could wash it out, scrub it out, then the shirt could once again be permitted. Now, what happens if you have a mixture of that forbidden shirt with other shirts? Nisarav ba'acherim, that one shirt mixed with other shirts. So kulam yidaleku. Now, they all have to be burned, regardless of the ratio of heter permitted shirts to iser or ladied shirts. Divrei Reb Meir, according to Reb Meir, because Reb Meir holds that anything which is ever sold by the unit, like, for example, shirts, can never be batel on mixture, and therefore the shirts never batel, and therefore all the shirts get mixed up with all become restricted. The Chacham disagree. The Chacham omrim ya'ale be'echeru matayim. They say if you have 200 heter shirts against one forbidden shirt, all the mixture of 201 shirts are permitted. The reason why is because since, although it's true, shirts are sold individually by the unit, but the list of things that are counted that are not batel is a finite list of 6 or 7 items, and if it's not on the list, as shirts are not on that list, then they are indeed batel. More about this topic in Halacha L'Maaseh over the next several Mishnayos.